This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're on week two, day two of our series, Reimagining the American Labor Force. 164 million of us in it, says the Bureau of Labor Statistics, from which we have plucked 10 roughly representative people and the jobs they do. Data and methodology, if that's your thing, at marketplace.org/work. What we're trying to figure out is this. These are the people making this economy work, but is this economy working for them? This is the United States of Work.
There's always things that you don't like about your job.
You work hard for what you want.
You know, every job has your ups and downs.
Whatever good job means.
I like the hustle. I like working fast.
It's not a career. It's a lifestyle.
Today, we're going to introduce you to Kate Bellino. She is 24, a new accounts rep at a First Bank branch in Centennial, Colorado. And like a lot of the people we're profiling, the job Kate has now is not the one she grew up thinking she would have.
Probably until my sophomore year of high school, I thought I was going to be a concert pianist.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so, I never thought I would be in a financial institution role in any type of its capacity. My very first job was working at a country club, and I think that's where I fell in love with customer service. I sold wedding dresses for 2 years, and I was a wedding planner for 2 years, and I loved the wedding industry and events, and that was kind of what I thought I was going to end up doing for the rest of my life.
As you can kind of tell, there's a but coming.
But, you know, I decided I wanted to go back to school after taking some time off, and that industry doesn't necessarily support the finances it takes to complete school. So I was starting to look at other options. And First Bank has just the most pristine work culture reputation. And that really drew my attention immediately.
Now Kate's balancing her new job with going to school to get her bachelor's. Kate's work at First Bank puts her into a group broadly defined by the Bureau of Labor Statistics as sales and office occupations. That's travel agents and telemarketers, mail carriers, and administrative assistants as well. 2 out of 10 workers in this economy are going to have a job in that category. If I walk into a First Bank branch in Centennial, Colorado today, and I spot you, what are you going to be doing?
You know, I will be doing probably everything and nothing. Sometimes I'm working reports, so it really does look like I'm not really working. But I definitely work every single moment that I'm at the branch. Sometimes I'll be up at the teller line helping out if we have a line. I could be opening up accounts, so I'll have 1 to 2 to 5 people at my desk at any given time, just chatting through their financial situation or any situations that they need help with. When you come into any First Bank branch, you will be bombarded with hellos. That is one of our best things about working for First Bank, is we take care of our customers and want everybody to feel welcome when they come through our doors.
Okay, it cannot possibly be all sunshine and light. So what's not so great about entry level work in the finance industry?
You know, I have worked in several different industries, and there's always things that you don't like about your job. But truly for me, on my days off, I'm kind of a little sad that I'm not at my branch with my people. I have a great work team. We're like a family there. So this probably isn't the answer you want.
The answer is the answer is, right? I mean,
right. I think something that a lot of people wouldn't necessarily know about a representative at a bank is there's a lot of back office work that goes on. And I think just the daily checklist that we go through gets a little tiring sometimes, because you're like, oh, I've done this over and over again. But it's just the process of making sure that our operations are running as smooth as possible. So while it might not be our favorite part, it's an integral part of our jobs.
Kate started at First Bank back in May, so not even a full year yet. So far, though, she's had 2 pay bumps and a promotion, and she's making more than she did when she was working in wedding planning. And Kate's got plans of her own, too. When she finishes up her bachelor's degree, she's going to apply for the company's management trainee program and continue her career there. This job is a stepping stone for Kate to the future she wants for herself.
One of the biggest draws of working for First Bank was their tuition reimbursement. And that was a huge reason why I needed to switch in the first place, is I was struggling paying for my personal finances, and continuing school and getting that degree is extremely important for me. So I've been able to continue going to school, continue paying for my rent and additional bills, my car insurance. I do have some student loans that I'm now able to completely take care of and not have to worry about, and still have a little bit extra Taco Bell money.
You got to do better than Taco Bell. Come on, man.
I do. But Taco Bell has my heart.
So look, to the bigger picture, though. I mean, you sound like you're doing all right, and life is working out for you. What are you worried about?
I'm worried that I'm going to be renting a small, tiny apartment for the rest of my life. That is one of my worries that I know it isn't. Well, knock on wood, won't be my reality for the rest of my life. But I really want to be able to be a little bit more financially independent by having a mortgage and having that money go towards my credit. And it's a little frustrating that I'm just paying rent and not being able to establish more of that financial security. But again, I know it's temporary. I just got to keep pushing forward, and opportunities will present itself when it's time.
That was Kate Bellino, new accounts representative at First Bank in Centennial, Colorado. Tomorrow, we are going to the other side of the country, the suburbs of Washington, D.C., to meet the second person in our sales and office occupations category.
When we're not busy, I kind of piddle through the store. I clean up the magazines. Mostly, my main job is to wait on customers, talking to them, hearing about whatever. I think I like meeting people.
In the meantime, you can read more about this series, why we're doing it, and how we found the people we are talking to at our website, marketplace.org/work.